This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka nabiyyana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira thumma amma ba'd. Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala fi kitab al-Mujahada, the book on a chapter on al-Mujahada, struggling and striving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the cause of Allah azza wa jal, qal hadith number 104, an Anas radiyallahu anhu, an Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, annahu qal, yatba'u al-mayyita thalathatun ahluhu wa maluhu wa amaluh, fayarji'u thnan wa yabqa wahid. يَرْجِعُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَيَبْقَى عَمَلُهُ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. In this hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, three things follow a dead body: members of his family, his possessions, and his deeds. Two of them return and one will remain with them. His family and his possessions return, his deeds remain with him. رواه البخاري مسلم. So this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ is mentioning right now what you could consider the reward or the immediate reward you get for al-mujahada. Like, what's the point of you striving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the cause of Allah azza wa jal? What is the point of you resisting temptations, following good deeds, even though they're lofty and high and difficult to acquire and accomplish, but I want to wake up at night, I want to fast Mondays and Thursdays, I want to put myself to fatigue for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's the point of all of that? He says, the immediate return for this happens when you leave this world. The immediate return happens with this world. What is it? He says, قال, when people die, naturally, three things go with them to the cemetery. You'll have your family walk with you, your friends, your loved ones, everybody goes with you to the funeral. And then obviously they drive your car, perhaps, right? And maybe from some other things that you own come with you. So, and then your good deeds as well too. Those two visible things go back home. Khalas, when the funeral is over, they drive your car back again to the house. And then the only thing that is left for you in the grave is your good deed. So the reason why this hadith in this chapter, Imam An-Nawawi is telling us over here, what do you want to have down there in your grave with you in that moment? What do you want to have? How much do you would like to have with you? Like, if all these things that you strive for in this dunya, which one would be worth it to strive for? Is it the possessions that goes back home when they're done burying you? Is it the family that you put all your investment in them and they're still going to leave you when they bury you? Or is it worth it is that you put your investment in that which stays with you? And what's the essence of having your good deeds in the grave? In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that when a person is buried, then there is that sense of wahsha. Wahsha means estrangement. Like, imagine when you are in a weird place for the first time, and you start looking around, just like you feel this kind of awkwardness, and then you start feeling, you know, lonely, and you're like, my God, what am I going to do here? Doesn't matter how fancy the place is. When you feel out of place, it's weird. Imagine when it's dark and you don't even see anything, and it's very, very scary moment, subhanAllah. And then suddenly, the Prophet ﷺ says, this person comes to you with this beautiful smile, shiny face. And then this person comes and tells you, Abshir, Abshir, I'm bringing you good news. Rejoice, I'm bringing good news. So the person says, قال من أنت بشرك الله? Who are you? May Allah subhanahu give you the good news. He says, قال أنا عملك الصالح. I am your good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put all your good deeds to impersonate an individual that will come to you in that moment. And part of what your good deeds will do will accompany you in the grave, like giving you company until the day of resurrection. Imagine when you have somebody in a moment like this, Ajman, speaking to you, talking to them. What kind of conversation you had with your good deeds? Allahu alam, I don't know. You better make sure that you have enough to make your good deed come to you in that moment. So here's the thing, the meaning of it is that people, they strive and they struggle to make big family, rich family, smart, you know, well-educated, successful in this dunya. Other people, they put their investment in matters of dunya, houses, cars, and fancy watches, whatever that is. All these things would not come to you with you into the grave. So you better put your mujahada and your hard work into what is worth it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who listen to the speech and for the best of it, ya Rabbil Alameen. And make us among those who put their effort in that which is meaningful in the dunya and in the akhirah. We ask Allah to accept from us our best deed, ya Rabbil Alameen, and forgive us our shortcomings and our sins. Wallahu alam. Any question, Jama'ah? Yes. Salaam. Ameen. Yes. So the question is, when you're in the grave and you have this, alhamdulillah, hopefully, inshallah, the good company of your good deeds, and then the resurrection day comes. We know that resurrection day have a lot of multiple stations, and it's scary as well too. So when we are resurrected, are we going to remember we had good company in the grave, so it makes us feel better? Alhamdulillah, I had a good company, which means I did well. So I don't have to worry so much, you know, on the day of resurrection. Are we going to be able to remember that? The answer is honestly, Allahu A'lam. What we know is most likely no. Why is that? Because the Prophet ﷺ said when we are resurrected, we're resurrected like what? The way we were born. Everybody, the way they were born. You know, you have wearing nothing and so on. And everybody is concerned about what? What's coming. Doesn't matter what passed, what's coming right now. So even Aisha radiallahu anha, when she heard the Prophet saying that people will be resurrected yani naked the way they were when they were born, قالت يا رسول الله وينظر بعضهم إلى بعض, like, are they going to look at each other? Like, she was so shy, even in that moment. قال يا عائشة الأمر أكبر من ذلك. Like, what are you talking about? That day is way, way more than we could think of. Like, that everybody will be so concerned of what's coming, they don't have to worry about these things. No one even dares to look. And even if they do, they don't even notice anything anymore because the situation is definitely very, very serious. Wallahu alam. Naam. Naam. Yes. No. Nah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we understand in dunya there are so many causes in different organizations, you know, different groups, they have caused people to work for that.
Nah.
That's how we understand, you know, what it means to work for.
That has to be in groups, you mean? Working for a cause, no, look, the Arabic word is al-mujahada. The English translation, striving in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's really off from the translation. So al-mujahada, mujaharatul nafs, mujaharatul shaytan, mujaharatul mujtama', the society. So mujahada means putting the effort against temptations, against, you know, sins, and also in adhering to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on an individual level and group level as well too. So you individually, you have mujahada every single day. To wake up for fajr is mujahada. To sleep early so you can wake up for tahajjud is mujahada. Fasting is mujahada. All of this is mujahada on the individual level. Also, al-amr al-ma'ruf, naha al-munkar, which means facing the people, going with the group. That's mujahada. Al-jihadu fi sabilillah, as well as mujahada. All of this is considered mujahada. Overall, we're talking about striving for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu a'lam. Nah. 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 Nah.
The muttaqeen and the believers, they face the penalty, the harshness of the day of judgment.
So they will be spared of the harshness of the day of judgment, but everybody's going to be worrying. All of this, everybody's going to be worrying, including as-salihin al-anbiya. So remember when everybody is waiting for the account to begin, and then they go to Adam, ya Adam, anta abul bashar, you're the first man. Ask Allah for us, you know, to help us start the day. And Adam says, me? Allah commanded me not to eat from the tree, and I did. نفسي نفسي يعني leave me alone. I have my own worries to care for. So even the Anbiya would be worrying on that moment. But when will they be, inshallah ta'ala, in good standing? Once they cross the bridge, khalas. Once they cross the bridge over Jahannam, you'll be fine, inshallah ta'ala. Wallahu a'lam. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.